Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 5th of January. Attached through the Spirit. The change in Leah's orientation to her relationship with Jacob was reflected in the birth of a third son whom she named Levi, meaning attached. She said, "Now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons." The Hebrew word for attached means to twine, by implication to unite. To be entwined or united was the marriage connection to which Leah was now giving herself. Leah's reorientation to Jacob exemplified the marriage culture commended by King Solomon. He said, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold or entwined cord is not quickly broken." Leah was beginning to understand that the viability of her marriage was not found in the realization of her romantic aspirations, but rather that her marriage to Jacob needed to be established on a new foundation. The words of Solomon reveal that when a husband and wife are individually connected to the Lordship of Christ, their marriage can be like a threefold or entwined cord that is not easily broken. They are able to meet one another in a new way. That is, they can be united or made one by receiving a remnant of the Spirit. God gives a remnant of His Spirit to a believing couple because He desires godly offspring. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 29, verse 34, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12, and Malachi chapter 2, verse 15. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.